Chapter 6, Section 2, Grace. As history progressed, God was in the process of revealing himself to man. Today, using the complete Bible, we can look back and easily interpret many of the events which at the time must have seemed most perplexing. Such is the situation Abraham was about to experience. The Lord, along with two angels, had just finished visiting Abraham and Sarah on their way to see Lot in Sodom.
When the men, the Lord and the angels, got up to leave, they looked down toward Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way.
As they walked, we find the Lord God musing.
Then the Lord said to himself, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him, so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him." Genesis 18:16-19.
This tidbit of information is very significant. First of all, we need to be clear that this is something the Lord was thinking to himself. He didn't say this out loud. We are given a glimpse into the Lord's mind of his reasoning. Abraham was to be one of the most influential fathers in the world. As he raised his future son, it was important that he teach him what God was really like. Abraham knew that God is eternal. He knew that God communicates with man, for he had experienced that firsthand. To him, it was obvious that God, as the sovereign creator of the universe, was all-powerful and everywhere present. Abraham and Sarah were learning the hard way that God knew their thoughts. God also judged sin. He had destroyed the people of Noah's day for being hard-headed. But what else was God like? As Abraham and the Lord walked along toward Sodom, God spoke, this time, out loud.
Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know." Genesis 18:20-21.
God's comment was for Abraham's benefit. God wasn't bewildered by perplexing reports about Sodom. God knew exactly what was going on in the city. It was a corrupt place, but God was drawing Abraham into a conversation. It was like a father saying in the presence of his young son, "I'll go take a look at your room and see if it's as big a mess as I've heard." When the father knew all along that the room was a mess, apparently it worked. God had Abraham's full attention.
The men turned away and went toward Sodom. But Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Genesis 18:22.
Abraham blocked the Lord's path. He wasn't too enthused about the Lord visiting Lot. Abraham knew Sodom. The bedroom was very messy. Often when people think of the twin cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, they think only of homosexuality. But the Bible says,
"Look, this was the iniquity of Sodom. She had pride, fullness of food, and abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me." Ezekiel 16:49-50a, New King James Version.
The cities had become thoroughly self-indulgent. In the midst of poverty-stricken neighbors, they had kept plenty for themselves. And with their leisure time, they had committed abomination, a reference to sexual perversion. Summing it up, the Bible says,
"Now the men of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord." Genesis 13:13.
Yes, God knew only too well how sinful these cities had become. Abraham also knew and was worried about his nephew Lot being caught in whatever judgment God might bring. Maybe he could stop the Lord before he investigated any further. Abraham wanted to know what God would do with the righteous people in Sodom.
Then Abraham approached him and said, Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right? Genesis 18:23-25.
Abraham gave the Lord, the judge of all the earth, quite a lecture on how God ought to be God. He probably figured he was pushing the limit to ask God to spare the city for 50 righteous souls, but then on the other hand, Lot was a righteous man, and he had been there for quite a while. Certainly he must have had a positive influence on other people. Whatever his reasoning, Abraham proposed a theoretical question. Will you destroy the city if 50 righteous live there?
The Lord said, If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake. Genesis 18:26.
You can almost hear Abraham's sigh of relief. But then he got to thinking. Some of the rumors he had heard about Lot did not speak too well of his righteous life. Maybe he wouldn't have influenced that many people. Abraham began bargaining for souls.
Then Abraham spoke up again. Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city because of 5 people? If I find 45 there, he said, I will not destroy it. Once again he spoke to him, What if only 40 are found there? He said, For the sake of 40, I will not do it. Then he said, May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there? He answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Abraham said, Now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, what if only 20 can be found there? He said, For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. Then he said, May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there? He answered, For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham returned home. Genesis 18:27-33.
Abraham did more than breathe a sigh of relief. He left a little staggered. He knew Sodom and Gomorrah were ghastly places. If God destroyed the people of Noah's day, certainly Sodom and Gomorrah had no chance. But God said he would spare the cities if only 10 righteous people were found. Indeed, God was a gracious God. The word grace in the Bible has many shades of meaning, but it is best understood as God's kindness to undeserving sinners. It's not hard for us to see that God showed grace to the sinful populace of Sodom. After all, they were unrestrained sinners, and any kindness God demonstrated was undeserved. But what about Abraham? Abraham, as a mere man, had lectured God on what was right and wrong. That was not his place. Then again, he had doubted God's ability to keep his promises and had arranged to have a child by a slave. Abraham was no picture of perfection, and yet, in spite of that, God had shown him love. Love can be viewed in two aspects. First of all, God had revealed a type of love when he had created the world, a care and concern. Secondly, when God showed his love to Abraham and the sinful cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, God demonstrated love in a different light, to a different depth. Grace is a special type of love. It's undeserved love. As Abraham slowly returned to his tent, he had learned a new fact to pass on to his future son, the depth of God's grace.